This is ArtBeat, WMUK's weekly look at creativity and the arts in Southwest Michigan. I'm Zenta A-Stars. More than 20 years have passed since Wanda Miller and Jim and Mary Hood planted the first seeds of what became Viavi Flower Farm in Paw Paw. Today, Susie Batdorf works the farm, nurturing row after row of blooms to be cut and arranged into beautiful bouquets. Susie, tell us the story of Viavi Flower Farm, how it came about, where the name came from.
Viavi was started over 20 years ago in Paw Paw by Wanda Miller, Jim, and Mary Hood, and they were all partners. And they farmed the land for years and years. They were at the farmer's market before going to the farmer's market. It was cool. So they farmed for 20-some years and sold wholesale in Grand Rapids, in Chicago, and in Kalamazoo at the market. They had a store in Paw Paw as well. Wanda herself had a store with different handmade items in downtown Kalamazoo called Viavi. The name Viavi came from, as the story goes, she and her good friend Mark were antiquing in Chicago, and they came across a frosted glass window that just said Viavi, and it struck them. They both stood there and just said, oh, Viavi, what a beautiful word.
It's musical, and isn't it?
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
So Viavi became the name of Wanda's store, and we, myself and Amy and Becky that all still work here, we worked with Wanda before she passed away. So when she passed away, this was 7 seasons ago now, I wanted to continue the farm on in the tradition, so we decided to name it Viavi in her honor.
It's a wonderful name. So you're located in Paw Paw?
We are. We are on the west side of Paw Paw, right off of Highway 51 toward Decatur. We are, as the locals say, on the Eagle Lake side of Paw Paw Drive.
What kind of acreage do you have out there?
We have 4 acres of cut flowers.
So it's not overly dramatic, you know, it's, you know, not 40. 4 is is pretty modest.
Right. It is. It's just a little different world, the land of cut flowers, compared to, say, if I had 4 acres of corn, because in the land of cut flowers, everything is sown by hand and planted by hand, harvested by hand, and then tore down by hand in the fall. Whereas, you know, other agriculture, you can use large equipment to do the work for you. This is all literally done by hand.
So is that what makes Viavi Flower Farm unique? But when I was looking at your website, though, I was reading things about seasonal and heirloom blooms. Is that part of what your claim to fame is?
Right on. Yeah, so I think that what makes us unique is a couple different things. First is the diversity. We have quite a lot of different blooms that we grow. We have 3 different, we're structured in 3 fields. They each have 27 rows of 150 feet. And we have blooms from early spring all the way through until the first frost or maybe a little bit past. And then we also do foraging.
You do foraging? Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, foraging. Yeah, we do bittersweet and berries, all sorts of different cool things.
Do you go for native plants only, or do you go beyond Michigan plants?
That's a good question. Actually, no, we don't go native only. There aren't that many native plants that we grow. There's a few in our perennial beds. That is not a focus because they're not typically cut flowers. So we go for things that we can grow in the area that are traditionally non-invasive, but interesting and different variety.
This is ArtBeat on WMUK. I'm Zenta A-Stars. When I ask Susie Batdorf about her home garden, she bursts into laughter.
That's so funny. People will always say to me, I live in Kalamazoo, and people always say to me, oh, your yard must be so beautiful. And I'm like, no, my yard has gone feral because I have no time for my yard.
Well, they kind of say that, don't they, about like a plumber's pipes at home are never working,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Absolutely. You know, we do get a lot of comments about people regarding the farm down at the market, et cetera. They would say things like, your farm must be so beautiful, or your yard must be so beautiful. And I love that comment. And yes, it is, but it is an agricultural enterprise. So it's really, not what people, I think, have us visualize dressed in white and like roaming through, picking it, you know, something here and something there. But it's really more intentional here. There's not much color in the field because we pick it before it's fully bloomed, most flowers. So when you're driving by, if you see a lot of color, to me, that says that we're not doing our job well.
Oh, interesting.
You know, they would be picked and kept in the walk-in and then go to sale. So there's not many blooms that stay on the plant.
So let's talk a little more about the art of working with flowers. You've offered workshops at Book Bug in Kalamazoo, and you have one coming up in November. Tell us about that. What are you going to be teaching? And maybe give us a little teaser of some of the things that people should learn about flowers.
We do a variety of workshops, and they're all really wonderful. Book Bug is a great place to come. The next event we have there is Fall Table Arranging Florals, and it comes with a vessel and the mechanics, because a lot of the behind the scenes about designing flowers is really about the mechanics, about understanding different textures and layers and families of flowers. So those will be our focal things to discuss when we're arranging. And my goal is to really give you the vessel and, like I said, the mechanics, the components, so that you can take this and Thanksgiving, you can do an arrangement. Christmas, you can do, you know, holiday, you can do an arrangement. You know, spring, you could walk out and forge an arrangement. I love to really invite people to have this connection to not only getting, say, it's the middle of winter and you really just want some blooms, so you go buy some, but then maybe going for a walk and finding some greens, getting people connected with nature all seasons and bringing them into their house. So that is our goal. It's going to be a hands-on, nice length of class where it's not just like, you know, plop these in a mason jar. There's a bit of technique that's involved, but nothing to be scared about, right? So some people are like, I don't know, I can't do this. And I've done this workshop several times for private groups and corporations. And, you know, everybody makes a beautiful arrangement. It's super cool to see how we can all start with the same ingredients but end up with different looks based on our personality or vibe.
You provide the flowers?
Of course, yep. You can buy tickets on Instagram through the Book Bug, and you can buy them right from the front page there in their storyline. There's a purchase ticket. It's through Eventbrite.
And do people take their arrangements home with them?
Oh, absolutely. Like I said, the vessel and the mechanics, meaning the items you'll need to make another one in the future, those are all yours. And it's a beautiful, we're utilizing a beautiful gold vessel this time because it's a warm, nice metal for the fall.
I'm Zinta A. Stars. You've been listening to WMUK's Artbeat, our weekly look at the creative arts. I've been speaking with florist Susie Batdorf of Viavi Flower Farm in Paw Paw. She'll offer flower arranging workshops at Book Bug in Kalamazoo on November 10th and holiday wreath making on December 1st. Visit WMUK.org to hear more of our conversation and join us every Friday at this time for Artbeat. Thanks for listening.